Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 20th day of Elul Tovshin Pei Gimel Masechta Tainis Perik Gimel Mishnah Beis. Yordel Atzmochin, what happens if the rain came down sufficiently for plants? They came down, they're good for vegetables and plants, they came down gently. Avalo Yordelinon, but not sufficient for the trees, which need a heavier rain that penetrates deeper into the ground. Lo'ilon, or what happens if rain came down in a torrent and it's good for the trees, below Latzmachim, but not good for the smaller plants, vegetables. Lozer v'lozer, what happens if they came down, it was good for both the plants and for the trees, avaloi laboris lashechin olamaris, but not sufficient for the wells, trenches or caves, places where they store water for drinking. Masrin alein miyat, then we fast and we blow shofar immediately. You don't wait until the last of the seven fasts. Immediately they start with the blowing of the trumpets and fasting. Mishnah Gimel. V'cheinir sheliyorda lehagsham, if you have a city that rain did not come upon it, and around it, it did, which shows clearly that there's a gzeirah of a Kodesh Baruch on this city, not to get it. It's not the normal thing that happened. And indeed, as it says in the Pasuk, HaKosuv, it says in the Pasuk, in the book of Amos, Perek Dalet Pasuk Zayin, it says, V'him tarti al irachas, I will bring the rain down on one city, but al irachas layamtir, but on one city I will not bring it. Chelka achas timota, one portion will be rained upon, and another portion that's not rained upon will be dried up. Well, when that happens, that's a sign, a bad sign for that city. That's a sign there's a gzera against it. And therefore, oisoho ir misano umasras, that city must immediately start fasting and blow the shofaras. Don't wait till the end of the fast, or the seven fasts. You start it straight away. Ubechol sebivoseha, and all its surroundings, all the cities around it, misanois, they will fast in order to participate in the tzara of a nearby city, but below masrias. But they do not blow trumpets, or they don't blow shofar. Rabbi Kiva says the opposite. Rabbi Kiva mer masrios, they daven and they blow shofars, fula misanes, but they don't fast. Just like on Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar, we don't fast. One of the reasons Rashi and Batanura bring that in the Tanakama, who says that the surrounding cities around this city that has the gzera on it should fast, it's because, not just to participate, but also because that city that's been devastated by this gezeira of no rain on it, it will end up having to buy grain from the nearby cities. And that could even cause a famine in the other cities around there. So therefore, they too have to participate, and for them too, it's something important for them to fast.